The middle of Shabbos, the middle of Siman Shin Lama Dalad, regarding a Leika, a fire on Shabbos, Sivcha Beis, this is on bottom of page 354, Kofayin Zayim and Beis. Says the Mechaber, Teba She'ochas Ba'ur. It is a box that the fire has got a hold of it. Yachalifres Ur Shal Gdi, you could spread out the leather, the hide of a kid goat Nitzid Ha'achar from the other side, Shleit to serve that it doesn't burn. You could make a partition with old vessels, the Havzik Beinad Leika, to separate from the fire. Even new earthenware vessels that are filled with water, as you continue Daf Kofayin Ches, Shevadi is Baku, that for sure are going to burst Keshav Degila Mat Leika when the fire is going to reach them. The Gunam keep a mutz, because although this is causing extinguishing, but it's only indirectly causing, and that's going to be mutz per permitted. Hagos Adram Mabamakam Seda, that is in the situation of loss, that's the Mordechai Perek called Kesveh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nun Gimel, you let put on the other side of Urshal Gedi, the leather of a kid goat that's lach, that's moist. Ma'ayim v'simish shen chesef chafhei le'in yimukta regarding the lachs of mukta, which the Dirshu 52 brings it according to the Shulchan Aruch over there, dried hides are not mukta, even if they're from a craftsman. The Ramah writes over there, some say that that's dafko iris of behemagasa, of large livestock that's permitted to be moved, but the hides of small livestock is forbidden to be moved only if you thought about it from before Shabbos, to sit on them. And Mishnah Berurah explains in the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that dried hides are fit to sit on them, and he writes over there that the ikar is like the opinion of the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch, that dried hides are permitted to be moved, whether they were tanned or they were not tanned. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he says, Achal, if you have a verbal elbow, said Beis, but according to what's brought previously in seven Beis, but they were showing the first opinion, to tilt the mukta mutta makam say that moving mukta is permitted in the situation of loss. And then, Asir Shabbat, Pshitis, then of course it makes sense very simply because it's not a problem of mukta at all. Sivuch of Gimel. Ta'alash Achaz Ba'ur, if you have a jacket, a cloak, a talis that fire has got a hold of it. Paishta umiskasibo, what you could do is you could unfurl it and then cover it. You don't have to be concerned if it gets extinguished. Those who say that you have to have that's not your intention. You're allowed to turn over a plate on a candle that it doesn't grab a hold of the beams and cause a fire. That's the Torah. So, and you could stretch it out, that it shouldn't be folded over, that it shouldn't grab a hold of this, that the fire shouldn't get onto the entire talus, says the Taz. But some say it has to be that was not your intention. This from the words of the Torah. Look at the Taz that explains. The Ritzlam of Mitzvah is he should not have intent with his action to extinguish what is already lit on the garment. Just that it shouldn't light more. The mayor never happened. Shall I days that through this nichba or the garment that the fire totally goes out. In a choishes, you don't have to be concerned. Given shulin is government, that was not his intention. Now halacha, it sounds like from the words of the achrayim, the tafsina, that they hold the government ben iskavlan zemuta, that even if that was their intention, it can be permitted. Elishizar, just that one should be careful. Shall yoritz v'yikba to v'nei atzma on the kadesh shechba, that person should just not run and jump and shake himself this way that way so that it should go out. That it should shake the talus, that it should get extinguished. The chosak cause all that. Then you're literally doing the action of extinguishing. It's not just indirect causing it to go out. This should never be done amongst the Jewish people. Which the Sharatina Membov brings us from Bacha Magiram Nali Rabba, not like the Taz that sounds like that according to old place commit, it's forbidden regarding this, like the Torah, and the Bacha Magiram sounds like that also according to the Torah, it's permitted in this way that we're describing. Rather, what you do is you just cover yourself with the talus in the normal way, and then if it goes out, it's fine. That the fire grabbed the hold of it, you open it and you read from it, and now if it goes out, when you're opening it, it goes out, says the Gemara, but that's considered gram kibbut. And you're allowed to read for a non-Jew. You're allowed to call a non-Jew, and he could extinguish. Like we said previously, come on, and also later on, the Sivuch Chavav. And the Ramah said, you'll turn over a ka'ara plate on there on the candle. We explained this halacha very well in the Mishmur, Iron Shem, look over there, which is Dishra 53 brings that there he writes that specifically an earthenware plate that you'll have to turn over onto the candle. But if it's metal, it's forbidden because when you heat up the metal, you chai for maver, for havara, for kindling it. Only if there's a concern that through the fire it's going to come to Sukkot's Navoshes, then you're allowed to do it in all situations. There's writes over there that in the way that there's no concern of a danger, then you should leave a little space, of ear space between the vessel and the candle, because if not, you're directly putting out the candle. Siv Chavdal says the Mechaber, Some say that you cannot put on it liquids. That when you put on whatever the talus and you put liquids on the other half, that it should go out when it reaches to that part. But yes, some say you're allowed to do this with other liquids except water. But that's a problem because of laundering. Some permit I fill the mind even by water. And says the words of the second opinion seem to be correct. Sif Katan Nun Zayin. Some say that you can't put liquids on it so that it goes out when it hits that. Because specifically to interrupt with vessels filled with water, that's sure, that's permitted by Sifcha Beis, as we said in Sifcha Beis. Because the water is not visible. That the water is visible, you're causing the extinguishing to be closer through this. That's forbidden. Which Ashart Sinai Memzain says that's rabbinically forbidden, like over there in the Gemara and Daf Memzain Mabez regarding the sites, regarding sparks, look over there, which the Dishra 55 brings. The reason for this, writes of Shlomo Zalman, is that you cannot say that the prohibition about extinguishing is when the water is revealed, is when a Torah, and even so, that when it's covered through a vessel, is permitted to put in front of a fire, and it's considered as if the fire extinguishes itself when it bursts the vessel, because anything that's done through the direct action, for example, it's bursting a vessel, that's associated to him, and that's like his arrows, and therefore it seems that even when there's no vessel that's separated between the fire and the water, the prohibition is only going to be rabbinic. Says the Mishbura Siv Katan Nun Ches, which Chaba said that some say Shemuter that b'chulu, that it's actually permitted to do this by other liquids except for water. Srihu, they hold the zelachama megram kibud ba'amano, that this is not any more severe than in general causing extinguishing the shari, which that's going to be permitted. Except for water, because that's the problem of laundering. Because the kamelon, because we hold halacha is shriyas habegetze kibuse, just soaking a garment in water, that's considered laundering. But yesh matim srihu, but the those who permit, they hold the leishai, that that's not applicable elba makom shir tina vaydam, only when the garment has a filth or blood. Of libital is not kibud, not a clean garment like over here, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem about laundering. Sivkot Samach and the Mechaber said, but Divi Sora v'chulu, and the words of the second opinion seem to be correct, to be lenient. Ein le'elba simishim based of test b'vei halacha, the Maschal Shesh Lav Lichlo, Mashke Samazah, what wrote regarding this, which Adisha 57 brings, Divi writes that even from the words of the Shulchan Aruch and simishim based, it sounds like the opinion of those who hold, that by garment is not filthy, you don't say soaking it is considered laundering. However, many achrayim prove from the words of Shulchan Aruch over here, that his opinion is like those who say it's forbidden to soak a garment, even if it's not dirty, because by water he says it's a problem. Now, la'alocha, meaning to the contrary, I mean like the second opinion that says that it's you're only allowed to do this. Yeah, it's lenient, but not with water. Meaning, the second opinion, the first yesh oimim that it seems like not lahalochi writes over there. The opinion of Ben Lagoin and El Rab is that you're allowed to soak a garment that's not filthy if you're not intending for laundering. However, since there are many Rishonim that are stringent regarding this, for sure one should be stringent regarding Issa Daraisa. Now, regarding putting water on a clean garment in a dirtying way, for example, let's say to dry your hands on the garment. So in Simishin Beis, Mishabur and Be'alach, what they say is permitted, and you don't say in such a situation that soaking is considered laundering, and therefore the opinion of Shlomo Zalman is that if the garment is clean, you could be lenient regarding saving that you could put water on it in a filthing way. For example, let's say you wash your hands on the garment. Now, putting a lot of water on the garment, Shulchan Aruch writes in Simishin Beis, that's forbidden in all situations as a gezeirah shem yischid, because you might come to squeeze it out. But if it's a garment that you're not particular to put a lot of water with it over time, Mishabur writes over there that you don't make such a gezeirah that you might come to squeeze it out. Siv Chav He. In Yehudi Shabbal Chabbos, if a non-Jew comes to put out the fire, in Tzorch Lim Chaz V'yodei, you don't have to protest regarding what he's doing. Al Kadin Shabbal Chabbos, but if a minor is coming to put out the fire, Tzorch Lim Chaz V'yodei, you have to protest. Says Mishbur Siv Kad Samachal, in Yehudi B'chul, if a non-Jew is coming, you don't have to stop him, because the in Yehudi non-Jew, that did Nafshi Kabbos, he's doing it for himself. Fafili Deish and Echlin Yisrael, even though he knows that the Jew is pleased with this, Hula Nos Asim is coming, he's still doing it for his own personal pleasure. Shideish Lav said, he knows he's not going to lose if he goes and saves the day by putting out the fire. Al basimri shayvav, but in simri shayvav, bad luck is never going to be lighting a candle, kashidlik b'shalik so, when he lights for the Jew, shakufa yisol, and in a minute with the actual body, the Jew is going to have benefit from that candle, lo yimina, that did not shakufa, but then we don't say the heter of the non-Jew is doing it himself, v'asla shamash lo'ira, and if it's forbidden to have benefit and utility from that light on Shabbos, sabkan samach beiz, where if the non-Jew Shabbat L'Chabbos is coming to put out the fire, a fellow Avdei Muskel L'Zman, and even if this non-Jew is a servant that's hired out for him for a period of time, Gamkin Marina, we still say Adai did not Shabbat that he's doing it for himself, and Sivkan Samach Gimel, in Tzorach L'Mechaz B'Yod, you don't have to protest what he's doing. Avlasel Zozer Shechabbat, we now let motivate him to go and extinguish it. Avdei Bo Metchil Ma'asim, even though he originally came on the zone, you can't say, go, do it, put out this and that, that's forbidden. But if a minor comes to put out the fire, even let's say a four-year-old, a minor or two-year-old, whatever it is, a minor that did not reach the age of chinuch, because you have to protest because the katan l'shikul adas las ladat nafshi, because a minor does not have the wing of consciousness to do it for himself. He's doing it for the purposes of his father. He knows that the putting out the fire is pleasing for his father. He's doing it for us, and therefore it's forbidden because he's commanded on the father's commanded for the child not to do malach on Shabbos. That when you do malacha, that you don't need for it in itself, it's only rabbinic, which is the case over here, that you don't need the coals of the burnt fire, whatever it consumed. Still, you have to protest from this child. So regarding the child, you have to protest biyadai, in his hands. Even if the child is coming to put out a fire in someone else's house, you still have to protest, because ultimately he's doing it for an adult, which the Sharat Sinos Nadal says, according to my humble understanding, that by the fire of his father, he's biblically obligated to protest what he's doing, because he's doing it for him, because he can't violate what it says in Torah L'Sasa, etc. Now regarding a fire by someone else, he has to the other person is at least rabbinically obligated to protest what he's doing, because the Gemara goes through a discussion, why did they permit by a non-Jew? And the Gemara answers, because a non-Jew does it for himself, which is not the case by this minor, like the way it's written in the Beis Yosef. Be'alacham, the Be'maschum, Shavadi Yisbaku, they said that you let to put even new earthenware vessels full of water that for sure going to burst when the fire gets to them. Because they can't tolerate the fire because they're new. Sounds like the Gemara that even if he's intending for this, which from the Gemara Mem Zayin Mabez, the Gemara there says in the beginning before it answers Neshav Kribes Kibuyu, because he's making the extinguishing closer, that according to Rabban permitted by the sparks even on Shabbos, even though he's intending that it should go out, it should be extinguished through this, is also permitted because since it's only a Gerama, it's indirect cause, and that's obviously over the Gemara Dav Kof Chof Mabez, that a grum is permitted, but from the fact that this is loisas of a malacha, a si is forbidden, but a grum is permitted, similar to a si, which we permit by a grama, and div masal de grum kibi mutter, a cause of extinguishing is permitted, lav dafka kibui, which a malacha chin tzikul aguva, because even all malachas, the same malacha would be, as we mentioned before. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 54. He said over here, where the water is visible, you're causing the kibbutz to come closer through this, and that's a problem. And this, that the water gets heated because of the fire, Tripus Alitzin writes, you don't have to be concerned that it's a gram of bishul causing it to be cooked, because it has no need with the heating of the water. And it's considered, like Moloch HaShem Tzich Legufa, and that's the opinion of the Zagrelas, you don't have to be concerned with the putting of the water with a bishul, because that's a psikrish, that's inevitable, but what's called the Leinichle, he's not pleased with it, he doesn't care about that. Dear Shu number 56. Regarding a vessel that you put beneath a candle to receive the sparks that are blowing off from it, Shulchan Aruch writes in Simri Samachay that it's forbidden to put water into that vessel even before Shabbos, because you're going to cause to come close to the time of when the sparks go out. Look at Ramova there, that when the water is not visible, it's considered like gram kibui and not like full fledged kibui. Now regarding sprinkling water upwards, so that the fire goes out when it comes down to that place, Shlomo Zalman writes that it's permitted in a situation of loss, because it's not considered literally as extinguishing. It's similar to throwing a stone upwards and then it kills someone when it comes down, in a way where it's not directly to the attached to his kayach. We're not going to be chai for a tzicha for murder, and sending us over here. Dirshu number 58. We said that even by your own Eved, we say that did not shkava. Now, specifically Eved or something like that, but a minor non-Jew that is trained and grows up in a Jewish home, someone is inclined that he's not letting him put it out, because he's doing it for the intention of the Jew, and he's considered like his shliach, like his agent. Dishah number 60. Now, Halacha writes in Reish Samach Vav, he's inclined that maybe a child that does it with the intention of his father is only rabbinically forbidden because the father's not commanding this to do explicitly. Look at Trubis Chassam Sefer that he writes, that's awesome that he writes this, it's also in Trubis Achiezer. However, in Trubis Beisafrayim, he writes that it's only rabbinically forbidden, and Trubis Shebelevi, he brings together many different opinions in the Paiskim regarding this. Now, regarding other Sefer Rabban, the Mishnah writes in Siman Shemem Gimel that the father has to separate his child from doing them just like he has to be mechanan them in all rabbinic mitzvahs. However, there's a difference between Isra Derais and Isra Rabbanan. Isra Rabbanan, if the father does not separate his son, the Bezdin does not protest. But Isra Derais, the Bezdin is moicha that he has to stop his son. Dishon number 62. When a non-Jew asks if he should put out the fire, Shem Zaman is inclined that even though it's written in the Chiddush around Shabbos Tavkof Chafal, they now tell him Kabet to put it out, however he could respond and say, do as you please. To tell a non-Jew to do a malacha for himself or for another non-Jew, for example, let's say he tells a non-Jew, put out your fire, and the intention of the Jew is that through that, the fire will not pass from the non-Jew's house to the Jew's house, Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, it's permitted, even if it's going to get some benefit for the Jew from this, as long as he doesn't tell him to do the malacha with the objects of the Jew, then it looks like he's a shliach. Dish number 63, Mishbu said, look in Simishin Zion Sif Yotes, which, oh, that's actually next Sif. Dish 64, to put a nylon bag or a plastic vessel filled with water near the fire so that it bursts from the heat of the fire, Chubis Eldzin writes that it's forbidden because since plastic and nylon are combustible materials, they're considered as Guram of Havara, of igniting. And this malacha you need for itself because he needs that the vessels should melt. And this was his objective. And that the water should come out. And it's not permitted to place near the fire, only, for example, like an earthenware vessel or glass, where that's only Gram Kiboy and Gram Rabban is going to be permitted. Dish number 65. You say Gram Kibbe is mutter, and this is we're not concerned over here, that you might literally come to extinguish, and for that reason, the concern, we didn't permit to save more than 3 meals worth. So far, some of the second Shabbos writes that since you change it from the way you usually put out a fire during the weekday, that deviation in the actual action of the extinguishing, so you don't have to be concerned that you're going to come to extinguish. Gram Kibbe, not in the situation of loss, the Mishnah writes later on, some Tufkov Yudal that's permitted, and the Ramah permits over there to place a Yamtub, a lit candle, so that it should go out in a place where the wind could blow and to put it out. Shartzian adds on over there that that's what's the opinion of many places, but even the Ramah writes over here that it's not permitted Gram Kibbe, Ulamokim Hefsid, there's no such source, and it's a minority opinion. The Shartzian writes over there, that at least a Yamtub, you could be thinking regarding this, even in a situation where there's no loss. Regarding Gram Kibbe Vavara, at the changing the time of the lighting or extinguishing through a Shabbos clock. So we discussed the Mishbru and some Rishan Zenzif Kotendal and Bialacha and some Rishan Lachay, Sav Gimel, the Maskal, Gram Kibbeh.